Welcome to Behind the Investigation with Atlanta News First Investigates. I'm Chief Investigator Brendan Keefe, and I'm joined by Better Call Harry. Is that your legal name now, Harry?
It is. I had it changed. It's legal. It's like Better Call is my middle name, Harry.
So we call you Betty for short?
Sure. Why not?
Turn Better into Betty?
If it fits, it works. Just call me Betty.
So... Ever since I met you, it's almost like, you know those old dolls where you'd pull the string and it would say something? If I pulled your string, it would say, get travel insurance. You've told me how many times, if I tell you I'm going on a trip, you're like, do you have travel insurance? Do you know how cheap it is? Do you know how much it takes care of you? What if something happens on your trip? And that turned out to be apocryphal advice, because here we are with a situation where, you know, that worst case scenario happened while someone was on a trip, and it didn't work out as well as they'd hoped.
No, not at all. And, you know, one of the reasons why I say that about trip insurance, and if you pulled the string, it would say that, and don't click on the link. It would also say that too. You know, you'd pull it each time, it would go back and forth. The trip insurance thing is so important because a lot of people don't realize if they have insurance, like through their employer, that it's not going to apply outside of the U.S. So in this case, if you go on a cruise, it is crucial that you have some sort of coverage, because if you get sick, and that's what happened to this couple, the wife, things could end up exactly like this.
On Friday morning, the doctor came in and said, you're going to be here for a long time.
That's how Richard and Roseanne King knew their Caribbean cruise was over. It was the day after Thanksgiving, and they were stuck at a small hospital in Puerto Plata, a small coastal town in the Dominican Republic. Unlike American hospitals, here you pay in advance.
Before you even stayed the night, they did anything, they charged you $5,100?
Yeah,
just like that.
Just like that,
And if we didn't give my card, we would probably go, I don't know what would have happened.
It was a miserable end to a wonderful trip on the celebrity cruise ship Apex. The Kings didn't take many photos, but this one sums up the exhaustion. On Thanksgiving Day, day three, Roseanne went to the ship's ER with fatigue.
They took an x-ray and they did a cardiogram, and they said, oh, you can't stay on this ship.
They diagnosed her with double pneumonia, so the staff packed them up and called an ambulance.
Were they nice, at least?
Oh, yeah. They were nice, right?
You don't have to define nice. You're being kicked off the ship. How much nicer can they be?
The Kings say the Dominican Republic Hospital provided good care, but on top of the $5,100 visa charge, the hospital charged $2,000 more to leave. The only way back to Atlanta was a $36,000 air ambulance. Thank goodness for trip insurance. They bought a plan with medical.
Well, I got the best coverage that they had as far as medical, up to $150,000 they paid.
Trawick International, owned by Nationwide, paid for the $36,000 flight in advance, but it wouldn't pay the hospital bill because the hospital refused to provide an itemized invoice. They got two tear-off visa receipts, the same kind you'd get at a restaurant.
The arguments... emotionally, it's draining.
They hired an attorney to write the hospital a demand letter, and they finally got the invoice. But Trawick Nationwide still didn't pay. So the Kings called Atlanta News First Investigates.
From looking at all of this and the way that you went about your trip, you did everything right.
Yeah.
We asked Nationwide for an explanation, and they didn't provide one. But several days later, a director called the Kings and said they were cutting a check for $7,100 plus another $1,400 for trip interruption.
So they got the money back. And on top of that, they got trip interruption, which is also something that you should pay for because their trip got interrupted. So they kind of figured out the amount. And I think they got an extra like $1,200 or $1,300. But that's something, because what we didn't know is that they originally drove all the way to Florida to take this cruise. They had to pay to transport the car back from Florida back to Atlanta.
I didn't even think of that. I mean, if you get back on an airplane and your car is still at the cruise port,
right,
you got to figure out a way to get it back home.
Yeah, they had to ship it. And that was like another $1,000.
And was that covered?
No. That's not in a policy. And that's the other important point. See, you get online, and you start looking through travel insurance policies. And there's all kinds of stuff out there, and you have so many different options. The medical coverage is important, and it's really kind of standard now, like for COVID. There used to be like COVID-specific policies back during the pandemic, and now it's just kind of in there. But you really want to look at the medical coverage, and you want to look at the evacuation. If they have to fly you from a country that's over, I mean, the Caribbean's overseas. It's not overseas. It's in the sea. It's going to cost a lot. And just look how much that flight was. It was a private flight, and they were lucky enough that it flew them directly to Atlanta to take them to Emory. But that was what? Over $36,000.
Yeah, it's amazing when you consider all of that. Is the final piece of advice here that what we should do is make sure we get an itemized bill? But that doesn't always work in every case. I mean, imagine you're dealing with sort of a serious threat to your health or life, and you have to remember to get an itemized bill in a foreign language.
Yeah, I know. It may or may not happen. I mean, that's the case. And here's the thing. When I talked to the a spokesperson at the Insurance Information Institute, they're in relation with the industry. It's like an industry trade group, but it's a good source of information. They knew about this tactic, and it's very common, not only in the Caribbean where they don't give you the itemized bill and they charge you up front and then again before you leave, but also in Mexico. So you've got to be prepared, and that's what we're trying to do here, is for those of you who are listening or are watching, know that, like, when you go in there, if you're going to go to the hospital, they're going to want payment. And at that point, you should ask for the itemized receipt. And before you leave, say, we need the itemized receipt. We're not going to get the money unless we get it. I mean, this couple.
I see. That's what you have. I don't mean to interrupt, Harry.
No, go ahead.
This actually fits almost every story I've ever seen you do, which is before you pay the money is the only time you have any leverage. Like, once you pay a contractor all of the money, you no longer have any leverage. But if you've withheld some of the money, you still have leverage. Checking out of the hospital where they say you have to pay this bill, you can make certain demands because they want the money. And in return for the money, you want that itemized bill.
Yeah, you know, it's not like you have any leverage going in, because if you have an illness and it's life-threatening, I mean, that's where you are. I mean, it's going to happen. But you're right. When it's time to leave, what happened in this case, I forgot about this. They were at the airport. The hospital waited until they were at the airport and the employee was there. And that's when she said, we need, you know, another payment.
Wow. So the hospital employee met them at the departing flight, basically?
Yeah. That is my understanding.
Wow.
That is, you know,
wow.
The other thing was, is while they were there the whole time, they said someone was always in the room. There was always like two or three people that were in the room with them, and they don't know if it was monitoring them. Listen, it's possible because, again, it's overseas, that a tourist goes in there and then tries to sneak out of the hospital without paying the bill. I'm sure they have a problem, you know, on their end from time to time. But at the end of the day, you shouldn't have to fight or hire an attorney to get an itemized bill to hand over to the trip, to the travel insurance company. Because in their contract, it does say, and it's pretty standard, that it's up to you to get that bill. It's not up to them. I was thinking, oh, wait a second. If they can't get the bill, it's not like they had a choice, you know, but that's what's in the contract, and you've got to read it.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, if they didn't have trip insurance, they would have really been in trouble.
Oh, I mean, they would have been bankrupt.
Right.
Probably. I mean,
it's amazing to think of how much this could cost you if there was a problem. And you know, people don't realize your health insurance here at home doesn't necessarily cover you overseas.
No. I would assume it does not until you call.
And then there's the credit card insurance, depending on which credit card you have. But those are all sort of secondary insurances that you have to go then make a claim after the fact, too.
You make a good point. Sorry to interrupt.
No, please.
Because you brought up the credit card. They disputed the bill with the credit card company. And you know what the credit card company said?
What?
You received the service.
Right.
So they reversed originally they put the put whole, it in
yeah.
dispute.
Right.
But then they reversed the charge and it was back on.
Amazing. Do you you got this story from a viewer, from the victims in this case, right?
Yeah. You know, we get emails every day, and we encourage people to write in. It's Better Call Harry at wanf.com. And that's the best way to reach me. We can't get to everybody, obviously, because we just get so many. But we try and get you at least a response or point you in the right direction. And then if it's something like this, where we know that we can possibly make a difference, we'll take on the case.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for everything you do, Harry Samler. That's not your legal name anymore. It's better called Harry or Betty, as we mentioned at the top of our podcast.
I don't know what that
means here. Thanks for joining us for Behind the Investigation with Atlanta News First Investigates. You were listening to Better Call Harry, also aka Harry Samler, and it's still what's on his passport when he travels internationally.
Yeah, but
with
you
travel
used
insurance.
To say from Better Call Harry.
That's not right.
From Better Call Harry.
No, you are Better Call Harry.
You've earned
the title and the name. But thanks for watching Behind the Investigation with Atlanta News First Investigates. I'm Chief Investigator Brendan Keefe. You can always stream us on Atlanta News First Plus or watch us on YouTube. You can also go to AtlantaNewsFirst.com. But if you're listening to this, you already know where to find us. If not, you can go to wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you next time.